Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
What do you have for us today?
I was just going to tell you that one of the delights of summer for me are the stone fruits.
Me too.
Yes, I just adore, especially the white nectarines and the white peaches.
Yes.
I also like the yellow peaches, cherries, plums are coming into season, but my really favourite fruit these days is that little flat donut peach. Do you know it?
No, I don't know it.
Okay, it looks like a donut. And I know that the growers down in Griffith have actually had a bit of trouble getting it to fruit this year, but it'll be flooding the stores from now on. It's coming up this week. And it's so sweet and just gorgeous, sort of melts in your mouth. So look out for it in the shops from this week onwards.
Okay, but
just love that. And another thing I love about summer are the avocados.
Yes.
The Hass avocados are just coming to the end of their season. They're the ones with the pebbly skin. They're oval. And I noticed the other day down at the greengrocer, a lot of people sort of fingering them as they do the stone fruit, trying to see if they're soft enough. Best not to do too much of that, I'd say. But the shepherds are now coming into season, so look out for those. And today I've got a terrific recipe for you using avocados. It's from my mini chef cookbook. We've been making this in the kids' cooking classes in the last few weeks, and they just love it. Now, it's not like the Mexican guacamole. I know Mexican's very hot at the moment. This one's sort of creamy, and it's really very luscious. And it's made with, you just need one avocado. So look for the shepherd avocados, as I said. Mash that with a fork and combine it with some natural yogurt, a clove of garlic, and you can use any herbs you want from the garden, but I'm using basil and mint. And some diced Lebanese avocado, cucumber. Just mix that through the dip, and add the juice of a lemon, or you can use a lime as well. That's delicious at this time of the year. And some salt and freshly cracked pepper. Just mix it all together. And I've been using that in the kids' cooking classes. We've been serving it with rainbow vegetable sticks. They love it.
Talking of those cooking classes, are there any more?
Yes, I've got 4 more coming up, and I've got spaces next Monday in that class.
Okay. You're talking about...
That's for some older kids, actually. Yeah.
And it's all on your website,
yeah,
which
Sheridan,
is...
SheridanRogers.com.au.
I was reading today that if you're buying plums, you should buy the ones with the shiny skins. If they're dull skins, it means they're getting a bit old.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, the plums are just coming into season now, but as I said, do look out for those white flat peaches, the donut ones. They are so delicious. And in fact, I also like to cut them up at this time of the year and sprinkle them with a little bit of sugar and cinnamon, the way the Moroccans do them, and then they exude all their lovely juices, and that makes a very delicious dessert and a very healthy one too.
Talking of those juices, I find I have to lean over well forward because...
Well, with mangoes particularly, yes.
Yes.
Indeed.
Okay, talk to you next week.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.